Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
And welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge. I'm Mike Airy, sitting in for the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties. He will be along shortly, but I'm honored to be joined by the state championship winning high school basketball coach, producer extraordinaire, Sydney Hubbard. Sydney, how are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
All right. We're happy to be here, too. A little sad day, though. We're here to eulogize the Lakers 2023-2024 season.
All bad.
Gentlemen swept by the Denver Nuggets, and LeBron James very cryptic about what his future plans will hold, and his strapping young son, Bryce James, on Instagram took shots fired all over Darvin Ham. And so what do you think, Sydney? Is this the end of the Darvin Ham era? Is it the end of the LeBron James era?
I don't see him leaving L.A. Mm-hmm. It's wild that the son got involved on taking shots. Like, now it's a family affair when it comes to, like, bashing the coaches. I don't think Darvin will be back.
No.
But because he lost the locker room when AD threw him under the bus, game three was it?
Oh, yeah. The for sale sign is definitely in front of Darvin Ham's house right now. And interestingly enough, some scuttlebutt emerged from the Lakers front office this week. Perhaps it was preemptive, saying that, these were unattributed quotes to those in the Lakers front office, that they would be willing to draft Bronny James to unite Bronny and LeBron, because LeBron for years has said one of his goals is to play with one of his own sons. Now, personally, I think that's a very magnanimous gesture from the Lakers.
Yeah, I think that they're going to do whatever they can to keep LeBron happy. If anything, they'll put Bronny at a two-way. Mm-hmm. They'll give him some time on the court, but he'll be mostly in that G League. Like, I don't see him getting significant minutes, but they're going to do whatever it takes, and then LeBron's going to get some better pieces. Like, a lot of people aren't going to be back in that Laker uniform.
D'Angelo Russell, do we expect him to be back?
No, he's out. And then he was on his phone. I think he rubbed people the wrong way at that timeout or whatever it was.
He's a free agent.
Yeah.
And Austin Reeves, he's locked up. He was very emotional towards the end.
He was. I noticed that too.
I like to see the dog in that. And this is a very, very sad season. LeBron James and the Lakers, they did win the title in 2020 in the bubble year, which is kind of anomalous.
And people keep calling it like a participation trophy.
Yeah, they did win the they did win the in-season tournaments. Yeah. So give him that.
Yeah, the in-season, they got that one.
I mean, LeBron James, he's had a lot of career accolades, but he's never won the in-season tournament. So that must have been very nice for him. So we got a great show today. Fred's going to be right around the corner. We're going to talk all things sports, all things the politics of sports, a little sports science as well. So stick around. We're here at the Fred Dreyer Show, the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Greska's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials. c-60.com.
Back to the Sports Lounge. Mike Airy sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out on assignment. And this is a fun one, folks. This is going to be very, very special. We're going to speak to Joel Totoro. We're going to talk about sports science. Mr. Totoro is a representative for Thorne.com. That's Thorne.com. And Thorne is a science-driven health and wellness company that offers an integrated approach to health and wellness, contributing to advancing sports performance while developing best practices to take training and health goals to new heights. Joel, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's actually my pleasure. Real fast, you were the first full-time sports dietitian for the NFL for the New England Patriots?
I was, yeah. It's about 20 years ago. It wasn't a field yet, so it's crazy how fast it's grown.
Absolutely. And diets and supplements. I mean, when I played football growing up, it was pretty much, you know, drink some water, eat some chicken fried steak. But a whole lot of things have changed. That's why we're seeing players play at a very high level into advanced age. I'm thinking specifically of LeBron James. So break it down. What is sports science and how has it become more and more data driven now?
Yeah, so it's really, the way I look at it, it's really just applying the kind of medical world and the academic world that we've traditionally always used to help, you know, sick people get better. It's just taking that in, applying it to sports and seeing how far we can push the body and what it's capable of and fueling that journey.
What shifts have you seen in the traditional approaches in sports science? You know, before it was just some stretching here and there, but now there's all sorts of devices, and now there's all sorts of specific diet plans and supplements. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple shifts there. One, realizing everybody's individual, right? And what's going on with you is not necessarily what's going on with everybody. And then it really is the application of science and how it's evolved and how we can, you know, reasonably measure things. So things that I was able to use in the NFL 10, 15 years ago, you're seeing now available to the public, whether it's a fitness tracker, sleep tracker, whatnot, or even just access to blood work. So these are all things just to allow, instead of guessing and relying on, all right, this is what I feel like, this is what body part hurts. It's really looking at what's going on internally. And, you know, it's a source of kind of an advantage that, you know, nobody was taking advantage of 20 years ago. And now you're seeing, like you said, the Tom Brady's and the LeBron James and the Ray Allen's who take a lot of pride in their nutrition. And you see how it impacted you just wear down a little bit less. You do the same amount of damage to the body, but the more you recover from it, the longer you're able to stay at that highest level.
Let's talk about some of these quick nutrition tips and tools to achieve optimal fitness and sports performance goals.
Yeah, so I think a lot of it is really just understanding what you're asking the body to do. And this is at elite level down to somebody training for their first marathon. I always look at sports as kind of intentional damage, right? We know why we're doing it, but the body doesn't really care. So it's something we have to account for. So for some people, it's as simple as understanding, hey, I'm burning calories by doing this. I need to increase my food intake. And then it's understanding, okay, these are areas where these certain nutrients, whether it's, you know, protein needs from, you know, training, strength training, or endurance and electrolytes and hydration and carbohydrates, really understanding what goes into your sport, what kind of nutrients you're going to burn during that activity, and making sure you have them beforehand and then putting them back afterwards. And the great thing, as sports science has evolved, you're able to get some information, and there is a lot of information out there. So you mentioned thorn.com. Utilizing that website has a treasure trove of blogs and podcasts, really diving into whatever area of performance or health and wellness you're focused on, to allow you to make kind of that educated decision, because there's so much information out there now.
Talking to Joel Totoro, a sports scientist at thorn.com. That's thorne.com. Do diets and supplement intake vary from sport to sport? I imagine that a marathoner, the one that runs marathons, is going to have a different program than, let's say, a professional weightlifter.
Yeah, they do, for sure. It's really just understanding what you're asking the body to do. And for sure, the systems you need to run it, like, you're not going to have, you know, Shaquille O'Neal's body is not built for marathons, right? And best marathoner in the world, probably an awful nose tackle, right?
Yeah.
So it's understanding the demands of your sport, demanding your body. But I also kind of, and this applies to everybody, every human is different, right? So we talk about human performance. It's understanding those kind of foundational human needs of health and wellness. And the better we understand that, then we can look at, okay, what are the specific needs of my sport? What are the specific needs for me? But everyone's individual, from me to you, even if we're playing the exact same sport, exact same position.
What's Thorn's role in optimizing athletes' peak performance?
Yeah, so Thorn is a nutrition supplement and health technology company that they've been around for about 40 years. And for the first 30 or so, you had to go through a healthcare practitioner. So me, as a registered dietitian in sport, I had access to it. But enough of us on the sports science world are like, hey, we need this level of quality. You know, they've been the most trusted and research-backed supplement companies. So almost 10 years ago, we started certifying some of our products to fill those holes and those needs of that we see specifically in the athlete population. And we took those and sent them out. Let's let a company called NSF certify them for sports. So as athletes, drug tested athletes, you're guaranteed no banned substances. We've seen that rise as the supplement industry
super important
grows, your chance of getting a tainted supplement grows. So being that trusted source of both the end product, the supplement that actually provides the benefit you want, but also along the way, you know, Thorn's mission is always to educate, right? To make sure that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. So that's why we, you know, build out the resources we have.
All right, Joel, let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's build old Mike G here a program. What kind of nutritional supplements should I take? You know, I don't like to clang the weight that much these days. I'm more of a cardio guy. What's the best kind of supplemental program for me?
Yeah, so kind of two areas I always look at is what you need during. So for me, I would look at carbohydrates, and that's, you know, from your diet, to make sure you have the energy to do that cardio, right? That's your primary driver there. And then electrolytes. I think a lot of people underestimate what they lose in their sweat. So, you know, we talk about the fluid, for sure, that's part of it. But, you know, sweat is salty, so there's electrolytes in there. There's, you know, sodium, potassium, magnesium, and whatnot. So those are kind of, making sure those are kind of the biggest things, I think, that are going to send the body into panic mode and stop focus on performance. And then for me, it's what is that kind of over time, and especially, you know, the longer you've been training and competing, it's what do my joints feel like, things that support inflammation. So things like curcumin, which is part of the turmeric extract, is a really popular one. We know healthy fats, whether it's from the diet or omega-3s, are things that kind of just help the body handle what we've been asking it to do for years. And my last one is sleep. So that's when your body recovers. We all could use a little bit more of it, but definitely has translation over into performance. So from the nutrition supplement side, things like magnesium or melatonin, and making sure that you're kind of your body's in that right situation to sleep. I know for me, especially if I'm traveling or I'm running around, it's my time to go to bed, but I'm not necessarily set up for it. So it kind of helps the body switch on that relaxation mode and slide into sleep a little bit easier.
You talk to a lot of pro athletes. They are all not only professional athletes, but they're professional nappers because they understand the importance of sleep and for recovery and performance. All right, Joel, where can people go and get more information and check out Thorne?
Yeah, so thorne.com, thorne.com. Like I said, we've got daily blogs, videos, podcasts of all topics of health, wellness, but specifically sports performance. And then social media, you can interact with us at Thorne Health on Instagram.
All right, last question here, Joel. We got about a minute left. What do you think about the new, I would say, not a fad, but I would say the new concentration on veganism with athletes?
Yeah, I think it's an idea that works for a lot of people, but you have to understand what is potentially lacking in a vegan diet and how well are you doing a vegan diet. I've worked with athletes that claim they're vegetarians, but they're actually like bagelitarians, right? They're not getting up. It's not a well planned out diet. So it's any diet that's eliminating certain foods for any number of reasons. It's just understanding what you may be lacking. So things like making sure you're getting vegan sources of protein, things like iron, creatine are all kind of things that may be lacking in a vegan diet, but it's definitely a great way to get some really great nutrients in there. It's just understanding what you're getting and what you're not, and then having an answer for what you're not.
Joel Totoro, sports scientist, thorne.com. That's thorne.com. Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
And we'll see you guys right after the break here in the Sports Lounge.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here. And once again, thanks to Joel Totoro. Visit thorn.com. That's thorn.com. And Fred, we are in the NFL draft time. Is there any way that nutrition and diets, how do you want to comment on that vis-a-vis the draft?
You know, as I was listening to the interview, what I was thinking about was when I was drafted by the Giants in 1969, our nutrition was being taken down in this giant station wagon to get a Big Mac. Literally, we sat in one of the offices, the Giants at camp there, and ate our nutritionist lunch, and it was a cheeseburger.
I mean, that was one of the best parts about being an athlete, is because you were told from a very young age you can eat whatever you want because you're going to burn it off in practice.
Yeah, or, you know, however you exercise to get into shape, but there's so much more. Even Tom Brady, I don't know who his guy was,
yeah,
but they really do a good job educating the kids and putting them on the right track. I mean, they're so far ahead now with nutrition and competitive. They really don't need an extra long training camp. You know, I used to think that when I was in camp, I was in camp for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, 2 days a lot of that time.
Two days.
And practicing in pads more than 1 day a week during the season.
Oh, once a day, 5-10 times a day, you would have some form of contact, whether you're a defensive back, linebacker, thud drills, lineman, pass rush drills, those types of things. You're always going to be subjected to you know, the guy, that coach with the busy whistle.
Uh-huh.
He blows the whistle and says, "All right, I'm getting pissed off at you guys, and we're just get over here now, and that's it for the next 10 minutes, you know." And so most of the time, you know, you're not thinking about that cheeseburger at the end of the first morning practice.
I think the only time you're thinking about that cheeseburger that morning after the first practice is when you see it again from the night before, because you've just vomited it up.
Yes.
Well, I want to probe that just momentarily, Fred, if you can indulge me, please. Do you think that, you know, you said that, of course, diet and the diet routine and nutrition is so important in professional athletics now, and college athletics for that matter.
Right.
And, of course, because athletics is very competitive, but also do you think it's because there's not a lot of that much physical training now mandated in the pros by the NFLPA? I mean, like you said, they're only in pads 1 day a week. The training camps are very short, and if you're a small player, a star player, that is, you usually hold out. And so maybe you show up the last week of training camp. Do you think they're not getting enough athletic reps in training now that they need to actually take care of their diet because they're going to get fat otherwise?
Well, listen, it's one thing to educate people, young people. These are young kids, 19, 20 years of age, you know, some younger probably. But the upshot of all of it is, how do you get these kids to discipline themselves to make it their own? They don't have to have a team take them to a cafeteria and literally watch them eat, yeah, and make sure they're counting calories. You know, they're on their own. They're men. They're making a ton of money, and they can afford to have a nutritionist, a doctor, their own orthopedic guy. They can pay for any and everything that they want to pay for. And as a matter of fact, you know, a lot of these players, once they get hurt, once they think that they're hurt, they just go see their own people.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of controversy about, you know, medical opinions that players will get from their own private physicians versus medical opinions they got from the team doctors. Because the team doctors, of course, are looking out for the team, where the private physician's working out, just yep, looking out for the player.
Yeah, I always realized my biggest fear was I'm going to get hurt. Not so much that I was going to get hurt, but I was going to get hurt where I had to use outside doctors to diagnose me. Mm-hmm. And then if I had to get, you know, you always hear these stories that, gee, you don't want to get, you don't want to get an operation by that doctor. Yeah. That guy will cut you up, you know, and I always thought that, well, if I ever get hurt, I was in New York at the time, if I get hurt, I just get on an airplane and go see the Dodger people, mm-hmm. you know, and go see a real good orthopedic guy that, for some reason, the doctors on the West Coast seem to have a better grip and a better understanding on orthopedic injuries.
I think that's because we're sunny out here and there's more opportunity because it's sunny all the time and there's more activities out here that people are breaking bones more.
Yeah, and but this Joe Totoro in his nutritional programming, I'm totally in agreeance with it. But I also think it's up to the teams to coordinate with their players and then turn it over to the players and let's see who follows through on it.
Did you ever in your career or experience this or witness one of your teammates experience this? They felt or you felt or there was just a general feeling that the team doctors, the trainers, were making a player play through an injury to benefit the team that in the long term was a detriment to the player themselves.
I always thought, you know, being a young kid that if the player said, I'm hurt, I can't practice, I can't do this, I sided with him, mm-hmm. you know, because for the obvious reasons. But the Giants at the time didn't have the orthopedic infrastructure just because they were the New York Giants or the New York Yankees did not mean that you're taken care of.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I told one of the Wellington mayor and a couple of the people in there, I said, if I get hurt, I'm out of here. If I get hurt, I'm on an airplane. The first thing I can get out. And they, oh, yeah, well, we'll take care of you. And I said, well, that's fine. I appreciate that. But he said, our insurance, you know. I said, I don't care about your insurance. I'm going to – if I have to sit out a year in L.A. and get well, I can do that. I know how to do that. That's the one thing that I pulled out of my career was I really understand my body and therefore gives me insight to understanding everybody else's problems.
Uh-huh.
But my whole thing was I'm responsible for myself, dietary, orthopedic. I'm responsible. I'll get to the bus on time and just leave me alone.
That must be harder nowadays because these players, they've been pretty much coddled with diet and with training and supervision almost since high school, because these guys come from these great, you know, football academies. Then they go to an SEC school or, you know, a big top tier program out here. That's almost in itself like an NFL team because you got trainers, you got all sorts of student support staff.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, and I think that's really interesting what you said is that you had like part of being a professional is you have to learn how to be a man, how to, you know, be responsible for yourself.
And it's like turning a light switch on. You know, you're a kid from San Diego and you get on an airplane and you're in New York and you become part of everything that dictates. You know, gee, I'm now a professional, I'm making money and now I've got to take care of myself. So I embraced that. I always embraced, let me be responsible for me. And that's the mindset that I took into in my career.
That must be kind of liberating. Like once you've achieved that, when you realize, look, I'm the master of my own destiny here. That must be kind of feel really good and give you a sense of confidence that you can accomplish anything. Whereas I think players nowadays that come from, you know, that are coddled and that have pretty much been grown like a crop to be a professional athlete.
Right.
There's not a lot of control. You had the ultimate control because you controlled what was happening on the field and also off the field with what you did with your training regimen and, like you said, with your diet and how you took care of yourself. But these kids kind of need to be told where you took it on yourself.
Yeah, it's a responsibility, and once you send out the message that I'm a young kid, but I know what I'm kind of doing, and I have a good insight to my own body, let me do that, and don't start making decisions for me.
I think also, too, when, you know, up until probably until the last maybe 15, 20 years, it was a sink or swim league where, you know, the amount of money these guys are making on signing bonuses, it's became an investment. So if someone's not kind of being responsible and taking care of themselves, but you already paid them $15 million guaranteed money, you're kind of waiting for them to kind of get it. And oftentimes they don't get it.
Well, it's $15 million. that I wish I had at the time. but for the most part, all of this stuff is all a part of the ladder, climbing up to maturity, climbing up to being in control of your life. You know, and that's the great thing about being young and being in that position, is that I never wanted to disappoint the people that relied on me, whether it was my players, whether it was coaches, or whether it was the press or what it was. You know, in those days, believe me, I could tell you some stories about the press.
Oh, I can't even imagine, especially that New York press. Hold on, Fred, we're right up against a break. Thank you so much once again for joining us here in the Fred Dreyer Show. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. Also on Facebook at The Real Fred Dreyer. Stay with us, folks.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites, treat her to Glam Sephora finds, get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the seat. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey-gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news.
good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
And we are back, the Fred Dreyer Show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here, whether or not you're listening on Sirian Digital Talk Radio or on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Sirius XM app on 967, or on our flagship station, 790 KBC in the great city of Los Angeles. I'm talking to the one and the only, the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, the pride of San Diego State, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And you wanted to relate an interesting story about a famous player in regards to vis-a-vis what we're talking about earlier.
Well, it just reminds me of all the great players you play with and against over the over a period of time. And Dick Butkus was a good friend and a great Hall of Fame middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears. You know, when he hurt his knee, the Bears never took him out of the lineup and gave him the proper diagnosis. I ran into him one day. He came out here in L.A. and got into the acting business, and so we were mutually come across one another every once in a while. And he had railroad tracks on the sides of his knees that were like a foot long on each side. He had reconstructive knee surgery that was ridiculous. And I said, how did they get to this point? And he just said, when I got hurt, I thought that's what you do. I thought you took a shot, and I thought you put ice on it, but you went out to practice, and you played. He says, I never questioned that. And I always thought that the Bears would look after me. The Bears never looked after him. They're still not looking after people.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
And so, you know, what is it that you do as a player when you realize, you know, a great Hall of Fame player like Dick Butkus is? What is it that, he'd say, I always thought that's what you do. I never forget him saying that to me. And
well, I'm sure you've heard this statement before. I sure remember hearing this back in the day. Is the question you get from the coach, are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah, well, there's always the definition, you know.
Yeah, it's a definition, but what it is, it's a passive-aggressive way of the coach saying, well, we're real men here. We play even though we're hurt. And that's been to the detriment of Dick Butkus and thousands of other professional athletes.
That's true. And that's a way of looking at it. But the Bears never protected Dick Butkus, never. You know, he played middle linebacker in the days of the 4-3 where you never really covered the center with a defensive tackle that much. So he had a lot of traffic coming at him every Sunday, and he paid for it. I mean, I was in Yankee Stadium when we played the Bears one day, and he as much as a beating that he doled out to people, he took it and took it all around his legs. And at the end of the game, he was always limping. He's always limping. That became a his handle.
Yeah, the Dick Butkus shuffle.
Yeah, and man, what a beautiful guy and athlete, and to have to suffer through that being turned over and having an organization so incompetent. Abe Gibron was the big, huge, overweight head coach. You know, he was a classic in the early days of the National Football League. And, he just said, Dick will be ready. Don't worry about it. Dick will be ready. You ready, Dick? Let's go. He goes, yeah, I'm ready. Let me get some more tape on this. And he put 2-3 rolls of tape on his knees.
Yeah.
That's just a practice.
Yeah.
You know? And but he would come running out. The people loved him, and he was really a He was really an inspiration to the visiting teams as well. Yeah. I'd say, oh, no, he's going to play. He's going to. You know,
well, one thing that we're kind of just, you know, this is interesting because one thing I think a lot of people don't realize about the, kind of the history of the National Football League or football in America in general is that a lot of the football we see now, like let's talk about Bear Bryant. Like Bear Bryant has kind of considered like he's on the Mount Rushmore of coaches in terms of what a coach should be, good or bad. I'm not saying anything, any value judgments about that.
Mm-hmm.
Bear Bryant was a hardcore World War II veteran. A lot of those guys who were coaching or coached the coaches that were coaching you and going up probably into the 70s,
mm-hmm.
all were veterans, combat veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't really have a lot of patience for are you hurt or are you injured? Because these guys were storming the beaches of Normandy or climbing Mount Sarabacha on Iwo Jima.
That's right.
And so there's kind of a whole different mentality. And I did you see that? Did you see kind of the militaristic?
Oh, it's rife through professional football, college football as well, high school football, all these Louisiana, all this Southeast Conference, all the Midwest, the Texas. You know, they at the end of the war, they just emptied out all the rodeo bins. And here's what we got. They all went to University of Texas or someplace like that, and they put a football helmet on, and you come up with the strangest concoctions of people. You'd see people. I saw people when I was 18, 19 years of age who were just incredible athletes, but at some point in time, they got chipped off because of injury, and I remember coaches the whole thing during in those early days. Remember the coaches saying, "Hey Fred, how you doing? Look, how is it? Are you okay?" He goes, "No, I don't know. It's still swollen up. Now if it's swollen up, I'll tell my children." Sit on the bench until it's not swelling up, because
yeah.
there's a reason it's swelling
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and these, I said a little bit. He says, "Can you play?" And I said, "Oh, I don't, can you play?" That's all they were concerned about. Can you practice?
Yeah.
Well, if you rest me, it was a focus. To make you ashamed to ask for help.
It's exactly 100% right. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to instill that shame and fear when you're hurt to go still go out there and compete at a high level to risk even further injury.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a terrible lie to have to hang your hat on as a coach. And I saw a lot of it. I was just so fortunate. That I escaped a lot of injury, and a lot of it had to do with if you're a defensive end, you know, you're in traffic all the time, and my whole apparatus was dodging all this traffic.
Speed and quickness was your forte.
And the coach would say, "Come on, Dreyer, get in the game, meaning, you know, get in the pile." You know, I said, "Don't worry about me." I said, "I'll be in the pile. Don't worry about it." And so my whole career was based on, how am I being perceived? How am I, you know, do they like me? Do they want me on their team? And if they are, you know, kind of like, why are they talking like that? Why are they yelling at me?
Yeah, you'd think because, I mean, you're an asset. I mean, you led the league in sacks one year. You're an all-pro. You know, all sorts of records and accolades. You're a champion. And you'd think that they want to protect you because the more you're able to be on the field down the road, the more success the team has.
Well, you would think so, but as it worked out, you know, you went 24 days of two-a-days, and you had six preseason games that meant nothing.
Yeah.
So today when I look at that, and the one thing about the money that the owners are shelling out, what came with that, the players said, okay, we're going to take your money, but you're going to take what we have to offer, and that is, I'm going to play when I want to play. Don't give me any of this other BS about how I should look at the moral code of playing the game correctly. All these guys play the game correctly. I mean, there's, you know, give or take a couple of guys, but for the most part, the league is loaded with incredible talent. Every position, it's with speed and endurance and power. You have running backs bigger than me. You know, when I played, it was 235 some odd pounds, and I played against people who were like 6'4", 6'5", fullbacks. You know, guys could run. And
you got offensive linemen now who are 6'4", 330 pounds that have the speed,
6'8",
speed and agility of a linebacker.
Oh, and it's beautiful to watch. If you don't have your senses about you, you know, like I said, I've mentioned several times on this program about having having concussions, I always think that, isn't there something I could have been more responsible at, not having these concussions? Could I have done something better? Was I irresponsible? What about? I remember early on when I got concussions, I realized, I saw in the films, I saw how I would duck. I would lower my chin to my shoulder, and I realized I'm at fault, and if I'm at fault, I'll correct it. You know, you have your coaches, you have some of these coaches that come over to you on the sideline, and you're knocked out. You can't even. It's not fair to, you know, give someone an SAT test when they're knocked out. You know, and so for the most part, all of it was based around, we're gonna play here on the second half. Just go get some orange slices.
Yeah, some smelling salts, maybe.
Suck on the orange slices for a while. Take a rest, and then they come over and say, "You okay? You can go." And then that's when you have to stand up and say, "No, leave me alone. Get away from me."
That's the real moral code. You talked about the moral code about forcing players to play because there's this ingrained kind of pseudo morality where you have to be the tough guy. They're paying you money, so you need to get out there even if you're hurt. But the real morality is a Sandy Koufax or an Andrew Luck who say, I can't go anymore. I can't, because this is one part of my life. It's not my whole life.
Exactly.
And I got a lot more life to live after I'm done playing here, because I'm done by the age 35, and I still got 50 years to go, and I want to be around my grandkids. I want to be able to have the kind of quality of life as a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. So I think that moral code is something that I think should be embraced moving forward.
Yeah, and the best thing to do if you're a dad and young boys, you sit there and you tell your son the truth about his dreams. And you have a conversation about it.
And those can be hard truths for a lot of people.
The toughest thing in the world.
Fred, this is great. Stick around. We'll be right back right after the break. Wrap things up here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back. The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, as well as state champion, Sydney Hubbard. And Sydney, I'm so glad we had this opportunity, you and I, to sit down together, even though it's very brief. Because you won a state championship as a assistant coach on a very prestigious girls' high school basketball program. Yes. And one thing that you and I haven't had a chance to talk about on the air is we saw the Caitlin Clark get drafted, get a $28 million deal from Nike.
Yeah.
We saw highest ratings ever for women's basketball this past year. What are your thoughts as someone who's spent a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of heart in women's sports, specifically women's basketball? How do you feel about all this?
I love it. I think it's great for the game. These type of players like Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, they're generational type talents, and they're just bringing people to the game. So it's been amazing to watch. Like, I'm not necessarily like a huge Iowa fan. Like, I was definitely going for South Carolina. Glad they won.
Yeah.
But to see like the turnout, that's nothing. Like, I haven't seen that before. And I've been watching women's college basketball since I was like 7 years old. So I was watching the old Tennessee team. So it's always been exciting to me. But now to see everyone kind of get on board. It's been great.
What has changed these past couple of years in high-profile high school girls basketball?
I think it's the talent level.
Really?
Yeah, I think that people are starting to respect, like, the talent.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, like, she's pulling up, like, Steph Curry range. She's pulling up from deep. It's more of an attractive style of basketball, I think, because we're starting to be able to play more like that men's style, fast pace, handles. You're starting to see all that, the shooting from deep. So, yeah, I think that's what's attracting more people. It's like the talent's going up, and, like, the women are evolving and evolving each year. So
what about like NIL and stuff like that? All these opportunities now for not only male players, but for women's players as well. Are these kids coming to you as you're a prestigious high school program? Are they coming in like Ferraris now or Rolls-Royces?
They're coming in like Lambo trucks and everything crazy, Mercedes. But yeah, like a couple of the girls that we're supposed to be getting in this year or for the next year already have like deals with like their own sweaters, hoodies.
Really?
Yeah. They got like a WNBA partnership. Yeah, it's crazy. One girl that we're getting that's transferring has all that. Yeah.
Wow.
So NIL money, that's the way it is. That's the way it goes.
Unbelievable. And girls high school basketball.
Yeah, and girls high school basketball.
That is unbelievable. Yeah.
You go viral on Instagram, you can get something.
All right. Well, let's get the phone out. Let's see if we can make ourselves some money right now, Sydney. Sydney, thank you very much. Good luck next season.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for all those out there listening. This is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Harris sitting in. Fred will be returning next week. Make sure to tune in. And we'll see you guys next week for Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge here on Digital Talk Radio, here on talk.com.